and welcome to the Upstate Carolina Linux User Group Podcast.
Let me start it one more time.
Hi, Chase.
Hi, John. How you doing? Well, everybody, welcome to the Upstate Carolina Linux User Group.
Yes, I have root.
You have root? Yes. You like my shirt?
Got root.
That's cool. This is, today is what, November the 11th, 2008. I'm telling everyone what they already know because we're doing the podcast. So I'm just reiterating. I'd like to say welcome to everyone here. Thank you all for signing up that you would come to eat. And we've got a huge crowd here, and there's no wonder, because we have Dr. Hibb with us today, and we're really excited to have him with us. I know I am, at least. I've been listening to his interview on Floss Weekly like two or three times already. Now I'm embarrassed. If you know, those of you that said that you were going to come and eat, we have food here provided, and it is provided by Apex Solutions or Systems, Apex Systems, Lee Skaggs, and Drew Malden. If you would like to tell us about Apex Systems, and thank you for your food. And
sure. My name is Drew Malden, like I said. I'm a recruiter for Apex Systems, and we're starting to establish our presence here in the Greenville area. We have an office in Charlotte, which is where I work out of, and we're looking to open up an office here in Greenville. Lee is kind of our person on the ground right now, establishing some relationships with some businesses here in the area. And we're looking to really expand into here, and hopefully things up as we go, and feel free to drop by, get a card of mine, and be happy to talk with you about opportunities that we can provide for you with Apex, and
what sort of opportunities would that be?
We're an IT staffing firm. We are a nationwide IT staffing firm. We're the 8th largest, I believe. And like I was saying, we're looking to expand here into the Greenville area. And looking to recruit people such as yourselves into positions here in the area. So,
great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
If you noticed on the table, also I brought my basket from last month. John Robertson, who is a member of the Linux Users Group for at least 10 years, he bought the uclug.org domain. Used to host the website, and until 2 months ago was hosting the mailing list. If anyone has ever found any of that stuff worthwhile, I would recommend you giving a donation to him. I'll collect it and give it to him later on. He was here last week to collect it himself, which he said that he was going to use to pay for the domain, which he's paid out of his pocket for the last 10 years or so. So, but I recommend, if anything on the mail, you've ever said something on the mailing list and helped you business-wise, I recommend, whatever it's worth to you, put it in there. Okay. Let's see. Kevin, is he here? No. Dave, would you like to discuss, give us an update on the Southeast Linux Fest?
Sure. I'll sit down and just talk loud. If you don't know, the Southeast Linux Fest is an event we're planning, a group of us. It's not just a small group, but there's a lot of people, hopefully. But it's a Linux Festival that's going to take place on June 13th at Clemson, South Carolina, at the Hendricks Student Center. And it's in the spirit of the Ohio Linux Fest and the now-defunct Atlanta Linux Showcase that took place in the late 90s in Atlanta. Help me, Jeremy. Who's some of the speakers that we've talked to?
We've got Paul Frields, the sort of grand poobah of Fedora. We've got Wade Olson, the KDE North America rep. We've got Ryan Aculus Gordon, who spoke here a few months back. And if you've played a 3D game that's commercially available in Linux, you've used his port pretty much. We've got Michael DeHaan of Red Hat, who does things like Funk and Cobbler that make David Nally all warm and fuzzy inside. The list goes on. Wendy Seltzer, of former staff attorney for EFF, who did things like defend John Doe and Charter versus RIAA and Verizon versus the RIAA. I mean, it's a real rock star list we've got.
It's going to be a Linux Fest. It's going to be a lot like I've already mentioned, the High Linux Fest. There'll be vendors. There'll be speakers. We're looking at two tracks right now. And we've got a nonprofit status. We've got a budget. We've got a vendor prospectus drawn up. We're going to start approaching vendors in the next couple of months. But if we need volunteers, if you go to wiki.southeastlinuxfest.org, there's a page there called Projects. And we're looking right now for volunteers to help us price some of the expenses that we're looking at. We have a procurement procedure where we're looking at stuff made in the Southeast, stuff made in America, stuff for our environment. So if you're interested in helping, please visit wiki.southeastlinux.org. Again, that's June 13th next year.
Do you have any regular meetings?
Yes, we do. We have regular public meetings on irc.freenode.net at #southeastlinux. So we went tonight, 9 o'clock. So it's every Tuesday at 9.
Okay. Going down my list. We tend to go to Indigo Joe's after, if anyone would like to. Feel free, we'd like to. You're welcome to come if you'd like.
Home House for our guest speaker, Home House.
Yes. So please come. We just kind of hang out and discuss and laugh. And a lot of us go to the
Hash Southeast.
We pull up our laptops and look extremely geeky.
Yeah, we look geeky out there, and who cares, right? It's a sports bar, but you know, a lot of laptops. It's fun. next month, we were kind of thinking about maybe having a LAN party in here. We can discuss on list, on the mailing list, you know, who could supply, bring a hub, bring you know, power cords, extra Ethernet cables, hubs, servers. You think you can bring a server? Is that what
I've got two Cisco 2900s.
Okay, great.
If you get the hardware here, I'll bring a game.
Dave's going to bring a game. Jeremy, did you say you were going to host the server? And
I think I may have enough oomph to be the hosting server.
So everyone bring your machines in, and if you don't have the software installed, we can spend that time, the newbie session time, on installing some game that we decide on. We can discuss it on the list instead of having to do it right now. But, you know, bring some stuff, that sort of thing. You know, it's December. People may show up. A lot of people don't show up. People do show up. They don't normally show up because classes are out or their work schedule is lighter or whatever. So December is usually a lax month, and we kind of go that way. All righty, let's see. I've got an agenda here today. Today is, as I said, November the 11th.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. That's exactly where I was going to go with this. We are a collection of people that believe in free software, and free software is freedom, and it's an extension of what we believe as a country. And I would just like to ask if anyone here is a veteran, if you would please stand and let us honor you, please. Thank you all for your service. You know, we take a lot for granted, but, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to get teary-eyed.
Polish Independence Day, too, by the way.
What's that? Polish Independence? All right. So today we don't say any jokes. Right. Okay. All right. Well, so since no one volunteered for a newbie session, I was kind of thinking maybe we would have a kind of a newbie Q&A for kind of half an hour. Of course, announcements have gone for very long. does anyone have any newbie questions or anything like we've discussed? Yes.
Yes, I do have a question. I'm not sure if we can actually get done or not, but I'm kind of curious. As you know, there's different, I guess you could say, GUIs available, particularly when you start the installation. And sometimes, if you've not worked with Linux a lot, you don't know what the different, like KDE or GNOME, look like, as well as ICE and all that. what I'm kind of curious about, let's say that I install KDE, but now I want to see what GNOME looks like. How can that be done without having to reinstall the whole operating system or change?
You can do that, but how depends on which distro you use.
Currently, I'm using OpenSUSE right now.
I don't know how to do it off. Anybody know how to do that off the top of their head, Susan?
I
almost know how to do it on Ubuntu.
Yast install.
Yeah. In Yast, you would go to your software control panel, and you would check the KDE libraries and that sort of thing. Don't let me be the one to talk here. If anyone else knows. It's just because I use it every day. All right, so anyway.
I'll let you get to talk.
Then I'll talk. Very well then, since you asked.
When you log in, and this is pretty normal for any of the XDM, GDM, KDM login screens, you can change your session to be GNOME or KDE, or like in my example, Enlightenment, or Fluxbox or XFCE, yes.
FVWM.
Window Maker. After Step. Let's name some others. No, anyway. But you can do that whenever you, at your login prompt, you type your name, and at bottom left, you've got sessions. This is after you've already installed it.
Right.
KDE and GNOME. And if you want to choose other window managers as opposed to desktop environments, KDE and GNOME are desktop environments.
XFCE.
Is it XFCE? Okay. And I remember FBWM 95, which was a 95-ish, Windows 95-ish looking thing. And what was it? QS? Anyway. But when you go to log in, you go to sessions and change your desktop environment or window manager at that point.
You go to Yast, software management, and then there is a filter drop down, and you can change the filter drop down to selections, and then you'll get the groups.
Yes,
check the groups. Box next to the known group, and it'll do the
yes,
groups.
It'll do, if you do the groupings, the groups, it'll do a whole ball of wax.
You can install every desktop.
As painful as installing all of GNOME is.
And the reason I'm going to bring this up, because some of the programs require KDE libraries, which they install that, but I guess the main thing is that when I was going through a website, it had the different pictures of what the different, and I was like, well, that'd be kind of cool to try them out, but how to change them? Granted, that's one of the advantages that Linux has, that you can change all these different things, but they don't really give advice as to how to change it.
Now, one of the cool things is if you install a program that depends on KDE libraries and you're in GNOME, you can still run it. It won't fit your desktop environment look and feel, but it'll still use it, and vice versa too. And like me, for example, on Enlightenment, I've got programs that look KDE-ish and others that look GNOME-ish, and so, but I don't care because it's, whatever. Does that answer your question?
That answers my question.
Brenda, did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I did an 8.04 on Edubuntu. Upgraded to 8.10.
I'm sorry.
Sorry to
But I have recently had cataract surgery on my right eye, and I haven't had it done on my left eye yet. But I had my screen resolution all set, so it was really big. Okay, it took all my choices, two choices, and disappeared. They are gone. They're no longer there. The one that I'm using and the next biggest one is still there. So I can't go back and change my resolution back down to the size I need now that I've had my surgery. So what do is there a way to get a... Now, in Mandriva, you had a way you could go into MCC and you could go into a non-GUI environment and you could do this. But I can't see how to do it with the Ubuntu.
There's a program you can install on Ubuntu called GRNR. GRNR, and it will allow you to change the resolution to anything you really want to.
Anything hardware support.
Right.
GRNR.
No, it's GRANDR.
Grander?
Sure. Yeah.
Like the word grand.
Right. The word grand with an R on the end.
What size monitor are you using?
19.
Change the DPI in the font setting? Like it possibly
I changed the screen resolution.
Yeah. But if you've only got two choices and this doesn't work, you can make your fonts much larger by changing the DPI.
Well, I don't need it larger now. I need it to go back down since I had my surgery. Okay. I can see some of it.
Okay.
I mean, my screen is just like...
You don't have a video card.
You can still change it to 96 or something.
Video card.
NVIDIA.
Maybe with 810, I think they took away the default of the NVIDIA closed drivers and put in the pre-NVIDIA drivers.
Well, I'm having other issues with the box, but since the upgrade also because it's making numbers. It's prompting me to shut down. It'll come up with the option screen where it says shut down, restart, switch user. And I wondered if it was an NVIDIA issue.
Yeah, have you reinstalled your NVIDIA? Have you recompiled your NVIDIA driver?
No, I did not.
That you have an NVIDIA card.
I'm getting a new card, so I was waiting to see.
Yeah, it may need to be that you need to recompile.
I think that's doubtful because if you think about it, to get the higher resolutions, you need the driver support. The lower ones, even with NVIDIA, it should work.
When you go from 8.4 to 8.10, you got the 2.6.27 kernel. And it has a lot of difference. I know you guys that were here last time, you saw I was using Xine and MPlayer. And I had to completely change all the configurations for Xine and MPlayer. My XV didn't work anymore. I had to go to X11. My sound changed from something like ALSA to something else. So there's a lot of different things that have changed on there. It sounds like maybe it affected you as well.
I should never have done that.
Let one of the other people in this room do your test for me.
No, see, I always say that I just do a great test, and I come out better.
Fresh installs are always better with Ubuntu.
Just switch to Debian and it'll come up.
Oh yeah.
That is
if you're using Debian testing, you just keep upgrading every day and everything's happy.
Just live it, stay there.
Clearly the solution is Gentoo.
Well, at least I'm learning not what not to do.
Caldera.
All right, has anyone got any other maybe sort of questions? I don't know if we really answered. I mean, you've got some choices now.
I would go with that because I actually use a dirty hack on this laptop using that tool to do external monitor.
So that will give you options outside of the default options that are given to you in the configuration tolerance?
It should give you anything your video card supports. Not if Ubuntu's utility is a pain, which it is.
Yes. Do you have a question?
Yes. When I was trying out Ubuntu, I would do the boot from CD and just fiddle with it, but then I went ahead and installed it. And I don't know what I did, but I thought you could change it back to just boot to the hard disk. But I can't. I have to restart it with the CD and then tell it to boot to the hard disk.
That's going to be a BIOS setting.
Yeah. And it was, it went into BIOS.
Wait, what do you mean? When you turn on your machine, what happened?
Grub when you were going to do something?
I did it with my nephew. I think he wanted to come over. And
yeah, where is he?
We're trying to get him here.
Oh, you said he was going to be here.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll get his chicken then.
And we just haven't had any luck. Once we changed it, it wouldn't let us go back in.
Are you Google booting? Sounds like there's something wrong with the rug.
Yeah.
It's not working at all.
What you should probably do is boot the CD again. Okay. And then from the command line, grub. Well, I'm sorry. I'm a command line guy. So rerun grub to make it know that the hard drive is the place that it should boot from in the future.
Yeah. If you haven't customized your install too much, it might not be a bad idea just to run through the install procedure again and make sure whenever you run through this time, it's going to ask you whether you want to install grub in the MBR. That's the master boot record. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure you say yes, because if you don't, your bootloader will not work.
That's what we probably missed.
Yeah.
That's
an
even better
exactly
idea.
Exactly what we missed. Because it won't let us get back into the
lines. Yes, sir.
On the same subject, do most of the folks in the group use